Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Tuesday, March 26th. On today's show, China expresses opposition to politicizing cybersecurity issues, while the US, UK, and other countries express concerns over Chinese hacking activities. Plus, we discuss how the Moscow concert hall attack will impact Putin. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a concerning report as the United States, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, and Australia have each expressed concerns over state-supported malicious cyber activities originating from China. The U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have stated that seven Chinese citizens have hacked into the online accounts of millions of Americans in a hacking operation that has been ongoing for 14 years. Abby, can you provide more details on this situation?
Certainly, David. The U.S. has offered a reward of $10 million for information leading to these individuals. The Department of Justice has stated that the hackers' targets were critics of China in the U.S. and abroad, both in the corporate and political spheres. FBI Director Christopher Wray has said that China continues to undermine U.S. cybersecurity and target U.S. citizens and innovation.
What about the United Kingdom? What are their allegations against China?
The UK government has also accused China of being responsible for a cyber attack intended to intercept the personal data of millions of UK voters. They have announced sanctions against two individuals and a company in response.
And what about New Zealand and Australia? How are they involved in this?
Officials from New Zealand's security department have stated that hackers associated with the Chinese government launched an operation against the New Zealand Parliament in 2021. Foreign Minister Peters has instructed officials to speak with the Chinese ambassador to clarify New Zealand's position.
How has China responded to these allegations?
A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in the UK has stated that the allegations of China conducting cyber attacks against the UK are completely fabricated and maliciously defamatory. The spokesperson emphasized that China opposes the politicization of cybersecurity issues and the smearing of other countries without factual basis.
Thanks for those insights, Abby. Now, shifting our focus to Russia, last Friday, an armed attack on the Crocus Concert Hall on the outskirts of Moscow resulted in at least 137 deaths and over 100 injuries. The next day, Russian President Putin addressed the nation, vowing to identify and severely punish all perpetrators and those who ordered this act of terror. Here to discuss the implications of this event on Putin's leadership is our correspondent from Simply Politics, from China. How does this event echo Russia's past, James?
Indeed, David, it's a grim reminder of the past. Russia is once again embroiled in a bloody conflict and facing terrorist attacks, with Putin once again in power. Putin came to power in 2000, following the Chechen War and bombings in Moscow. As a young and energetic leader, he promised stability and security for the nation, and he delivered.
How did Putin manage to bring stability and security to Russia?
Putin successfully ended the Second Chechen War through a combination of military force and political strategy. He divided the Chechen forces by allowing religious leader Akhmad Kadyrov, father of current Chechen ruler Ramzan Kadyrov, to govern the republic. As the Chechen rebellion was suppressed, related terrorist activities also decreased. The last major terrorist attack in Russia was in 2011.
So, Putin's success in the war on terror was a significant achievement in his rule and a key reason for his political longevity. How is the public reacting to this recent attack?
The threat that Russians hoped to never face again has returned, causing societal anxiety and a sense of despair. An older Putin has made the same promises in this crisis, but at least some Russians are blaming him for it. Whether they will trust him remains to be seen.
Who has claimed responsibility for the attack on the Crocus Concert Hall?
The Khorasan branch of the extremist group ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, which occurred against the backdrop of Russia's war with Ukraine. Predictably, within hours of the tragedy, Putin and his security apparatus linked the incident to Ukraine.
How did Putin link the attack to Ukraine?
The claim is based on the fact that the four suspects escaped the burning site amidst fleeing crowds and were arrested about 140 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. Putin claimed in his national address that the suspects had an open border crossing window, allegedly provided by Ukrainian security services.
What has been the response from Ukraine and the United States?
Ukraine denies any involvement in the attack. U.S. officials insist it was the work of ISIS's Khorasan branch and that Ukraine had nothing to do with it. The U.S. had previously warned of a possible attack in Moscow, citing its own intelligence, and claimed to have shared this information with Russian authorities.
How are the pro-Kremlin commentators and media responding to this?
Pro-Kremlin commentators and media pushing the Ukraine connection theory point to Ukraine's alleged involvement in the bombing attack that killed famous pro-war blogger Maxim Fomin, better known as Vladlen Tatarsky, and the daughter of far-right ideologue Alexander Dugin, Daria Dugina. They also destroyed part of a bridge connecting Russia and the occupied Crimea.
How are the Russian people reacting to this? Will they blame Putin for failing to prevent this tragedy?
Collective psychology is unpredictable. Some might, but it's unlikely to yield any results. Even without this attack, Russians are well aware that the era of stability, security, and economic growth for which Putin is praised has long ended. War is indeed imminent, with Ukrainian forces invading Russian territory, launching drone strikes on local refineries, and destroying Russian warships in the Black Sea.
That was Simply Politics from China correspondent James, providing some valuable insights into the current situation in Russia. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.